Chupapi El Nino.
Welcome back to Safety Meeting, people. Roll one, smoke one. It's time to go.
Roll it up, light it up, smoke it up. Inhale, exhale. What you know about that one? Well, Cypress Hill, is it too soon for you guys?
So I learned something while watching our safety meeting because I'm big on film. You know, and I feel film makes you better as a creator. And that's on what you said. But I was watching safety meeting and I learned that it's really good to be patient when we're communicating, because it makes like I think when you were talking, Pat, I was going over you and it would like I'd say something and no it would way. Make it hard to hear what you were saying. However, so to you, Pat, I apologize because you hardly say anything at all. And when you speak, I should allow you to be heard. Joseph, on the other hand, I was in your ass.
But you was wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, Joe, I was loving that Stephen, what you said. I was right. Like, bro, Joseph, hey, that was some cool shit, man. It was really cool to watch. Like, I think I watched it like twice. When so, like, I feel we have a good. Flat. Well, Pat, I think you do a good job of being, I don't want to call you the Molly, but you do a good job of being the Pat of the two hotheads.
Well, no, remember back in the day, Stephen A. and Skip Bayless, they did have that dude for a while. I don't remember his name, but he was a little white dude who's always had a nice little suit on. He'd just sit off in the corner and he would try to make
that?
It. I don't remember. He does Sports Center and shit now.
Ken Dorsey.
Bro, are you talking about the dude that was the Miami quarterback back in the day? That Ken Dorsey? I don't think he's at worst on ESPN.
You know what else, Joe? In watching our film, I realized you're really good. You're very talented at leading a sports show. Bro, like your delivery, I could listen to it on the radio. No BS.
It's probably because I've listened to sports and sports radio my entire life. Like, shit, I listen to Pat McAfee every day at work. Like, that's one of my shows. I used to listen to what was that, Mike and Mike?
Real quick, let me just throw Mike this out there for our listeners and our people. For all y'all that don't know, we're just going to give you a quick refresh. If you go on TikTok, I'm Big Pat 007. Joe here is Safety Meeting, safety_meeting.
There's
we
no
got
slash,
DJ What You Said. Bro. Or DJ What You Said 360 or DJ What You Said 365. Follow any of those accounts. Make sure to hit that safety meeting. Subscribe and like. Make sure to go check out Smoking Hot Takes. And for all you people that are all about them audio podcasts, we are now on Spotify. Check us out on Spotify. Safety Meeting.
Google Play.
Won't be disappointed.
Pocket Cast.
What you said.
We are on Anchor.
Anchor?
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
It's just another like podcasting thing. It's actually a podcasting platform that spreads you out to other podcasting platforms. That's what put us on Spotify. And then it put us on something called Pocket Cast. And now it's put us on Google Play. And I didn't have to hit any buttons. All I had to do was just upload an episode.
Moving on up.
Joseph, your talent.
It's making moves.
Like, literally, ever since I started platforming, I've been looking for someone with your abilities. And it's funny, bro, like, just fell into my lap. And, I learned your abilities just by going back and what, like, from the gate, bro. And I mean this in the most humblest way, bro. You're very, how do you say this? Because I don't want to sound cocky. You take leadership well. And you capitalize off of it, bro. And I hope it's helped you realize, like, man, you don't need no leadership. Bro, damn. you drive the truck real well, dude.
He just called me Santa.
Huh?
Yo, here you go, bro. You want some of this?
No, I'm okay.
What you said.
I'm just messing.
No, were man. You insinuating I was on? Was that chapstick, bro?
It was chapstick. I wanted to give you some.
Listen, Pat, you open up a door, bro, and then it's your ass. Isn't that song what you said?
I mean, you could try me all you want, but I promise you.
Ain't no trying. I'll get you. Oh, I'm going to get you.
I got an answer for everything.
Hey.
So do I.
Before I walk off and get my drink right quick, Justice for Aaliyah.
Justice for Aaliyah. Yes. Damn. We got to talk about that.
Justice for Aaliyah? Is that girl that was out in Texas?
Right. Houston, Texas. I was watching a little bit of her story last night. And basically, the mother found her daughter hanging. Police wrote it a homicide immediately.
Not a homicide. A suicide.
They immediately ruled her death a suicide. Didn't look into it any further. And, you know, it's sad because that hurting mother is on TikTok. Okay. And she's people are bashing her. Hmm. Why are you back with this again? Why do you think people care? Just another black life that Matt, like, bashing her, bro. And I'm really trying to sit back and come up with a creative way to help her get that story out. I'm going to push that. That's sad. And I don't want to give an opinion on what I think happened without fully knowing the story. And it's unfortunate we can't get that because it's not being looked into. So all it does is give us highways to go down. But why do that?
Does it give you Keanu Jenkins vibes? My bad, Pat.
I was just going to say, you know who didn't kill himself? Jeffrey Epstein.
So does this Aaliyah thing give you like Keanu Jenkins vibes? That girl from Chicago?
It does. You know what? We live in a disgusting time right now where nobody gives a damn. And you know what? I walk around this state every day, head on a fucking swivel hard because of the looks. I'm afraid to get snatched and strung up. I swear, right?
Oh, it ain't that bad.
Joe, yes.
No, I'm just letting you know, it's very racist up this way, but it's not that bad. They ain't going to string you up.
Well, of course.
Oh,
not.
Shit. No,
but,
earthquake.
But, of course not. But what I'm saying is, like a dad was chewing. He was chewing yesterday as I was walking up because I took my boys to the hockey game. And I was walking up and he's looking at me and he's chewing. And the way he was rotating it, I swear he was going to spit it on me. And then he spits it like off to the side and just stay. And I was like, wow, stop. So, I mean, yeah, man, anything's possible. I think people are really taking advantage of the world we live in. This has turned into the purge, Joseph, and we said it was coming.
I've been saying that one for years. But a lot of that shit is, though, on some real shit, from living around a lot of those people my whole life, it's because they ain't experienced anything other than a white man. In most cases.
Uncultured swine.
Yeah.
Is the best way to put it.
Pretty much. They just don't know any better. So when you sit there and you watch the media and everything like that, it's easy to get your own opinion on somebody just based off of looks, saying, well, this is what the media is telling me that they are. So this is all I know. I'm not justifying it for them. I'm just telling you where they're coming from a psychological standpoint.
Right. Because
their ignorance, it's pretty much all it is their ignorance. They're just too stupid to know better.
I mean, and realistically, there are a lot of towns, small towns and villages all across America that's strictly white people. Yes. And when those people grow up their whole lives with the same people, they get out there in the real world, they'll go to a different state or a different city, and they start to see all this ethnicity, and all they know how to do is be an asshole. Because, I mean, let's be real here. When it comes down to people, if they don't understand something, they're immediately going to go into defense mode and be an asshole. They're going to call you stupid. They're going to ridicule you because they don't understand what it is that they're hearing or seeing. That's just human nature. It's something that's learned but can be unlearned. It's our job to unlearn it for those folks.
Yo, did you ever...
So I'm going to go... I'm going to go shoplift and rob banks because I grew up in Oakland, California, where all I saw was robbing, killing, stealing, prostituting, you name it.
That's right? not what we're saying.
No, but it's all I knew. For 16 years, that's all I knew.
But there is a lot of people that fall into that trap. You can't admit that there's not.
Right, but I could have fallen into that trap. I could have went with all I knew. I took it upon myself to grow up and learn from it and not be a part of it. I don't think it's right to make excuses for clown sheeperhead.
Oh, no.
Racism is racism.
I'm not making excuses, bro. I'm just, all right. The whole point of it, right? The whole point of all of this, right, is to break down them barriers and create a change, right? The only way to truly create that change is A, to find a way to reach the next generation and change the children. And B, if we want to truly change the way other people think, we have to understand why they think that way. Because otherwise... Right.
And if we want to change the way people think, we have to tell them it's not okay to think that way. I don't think we have to include with that the crutch of saying, oh, you grew up this way your whole life. You don't know any better.
But see,
no, we got to take excuses away from them.
You're twisting our words just a little bit, because that's not really what we're trying to tell you.
I'm not twisting.
Because we're not trying to give you an excuse. We're just giving you the psychological mindset of where they're coming from, so that way you can understand it and attack it better. So that way they don't cause you to come outside of your character, because that's their end game. Their end game is to make yourself prove that you are what I thought you were. So that way I can call you that word that's going to piss you off even more, to make you act even more outside your character, because you're already in that enraged environment of racism. Right.
I completely agree with that. And I like to call it being Black and educated. Right. I am Black and educated. And for me, it is common sense to say, that stove is hot, don't touch it. If all you've done your whole life is stick your hand in the fire and let it burn, that's all you're gonna know.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say, hey, don't stick your hand in that fire. That's not smart. That's wrong. That's stupid.
But see, that's what we're trying to do right here, bro. You know what I mean? That's the message we're trying to spread. Because you think about it, bro. We got a Native man, a Black man, and a white man sitting down having a conversation. To all those people we're talking about right now, this shouldn't happen.
Martin Luther King Jr. said it best. He says, I do not judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the context of his character. I think those are words, are excellent words to live by, because at the end of the day, every single one of us could be an asshole. It's just whether we choose to be or not.
By any means necessary. I like them words a lot better. They go hand in hand. By any means necessary.
And I'm pretty well traveled, bro. I'm pretty well seasoned. I'm pretty well traveled. I've lived in different ghettos. I've lived in different hoods. I've lived in white people neighborhoods. I've lived out in the middle of bumfuck Egypt. I mean, I've been all over this place, and I've seen what I believe, in my opinion, is the best and the worst of people. I've seen the lowest of lows, and I've seen the most righteous of righteous. But it doesn't matter where you go. You can always expect that the people are going to be the same. The right. Culture is the same. The scenery is the same. The environment is the same. The mentality is the same. What you bring into the mix can become trending, and you can help reculture our society just based off of your completely, completely relevant mind frame. Right. One thing. Okay. Now this is one of those words. I don't typically I don't quote a lot of people that I know because, quite frankly, there's a lot of people that I know. They don't have anything that's worth repeating. But one thing that you say constantly is that we breed ignorance because it's convenient.
Right.
So the other day, I was on my blackboard, and I wrote that sentence down. And I deconstructed that entire sentence, the words, the paraphrases, how it can be used in context, the root words, the subwords, so on and so forth. And basically, if you were to break down that sentence of what you say, that we breed ignorance because it's convenient, that saying is basically, this world is a machine, and us, society, in the eyes of others, are nothing more than cogs in a machine. And you need every single piece of that, all those cogs, all those pieces for the machine to work, right?
Right.
What happens if one cog one day decides that it wants to warp, right? And it doesn't want to work, so it's got to be replaced, okay? So until you find that replacement, the machine stops working. Now, in society, in our way, in our terms, in the way that we look at things, we're the cogs, right? Now, if we're irreplaceable as human beings, as our characters, as our personas, our personalities, we're irreplaceable. But to the machine, we're just another spare part. We have actually zero value. The only value that we have is that we are small pieces in this machine. So therefore, if you grow them young, you make them dumb, you make them complacent, you make them compliant, there's your ignorance.
Right.
And so what happens when you have two ignorant people that could start to breed and have children? Well, now you get ignorance times two. So there's your breeding. So here's the thing, dude, people out there, if you're dumb and you know you're dumb, just don't breed. That's it. Just don't breed. That's it.
What I've actually felt for years now that there should be an IQ limit, that before you have children, they should give you a fucking IQ test. And if you don't have a high enough score, we fucking sterilize your ass. I'm not joking, bro.
He's got a valid point, man.
Joe, you think about it, man.
Ignorance breeds ignorance,
bro. If you don't know how to fucking take care of yourself, if you can't pay your bills, you can't wear clean clothes, you can't even feed yourself, why does your sperm work?
Why give them the power to determine that? That's the issue we're dealing with right now. They're coming after our kids as it is.
So you want to give them the right to castrate us?
That means they can pick and choose like they do now.
I mean, unless they make it fucking genius level, like, and I'm not saying genius level, I'm saying average level, right? So as long as you got an average fucking level, like if you don't graduate high school or get a GED, you don't get to have fucking kids, bro. Like, because there's a certain level of intelligence, man. Stupid people make stupid babies. How are you going to teach your kid to read and write if you can't read and write? Especially if we go through an apocalypse.
How are you going to have a whole community of dumb people?
There's actually a movie you can watch it on YouTube. I've said it multiple times. Idiocracy, where the whole world is fucking retarded, to where a man from our time goes into the future, like this whole cryogenical freezing thing. It was some weird experiment. And he had an IQ of like 85, and he was literally the smartest man on Earth. Could you imagine living on Earth and having the highest IQ be 85? Because with the way we're working out the world is the same way that movie worked out. Because the reason why there wasn't any more smart kids is because it was very obvious that if you had any type of intelligence, you waited to have kids until you were able to financially support yourself, right?
Right.
So therefore, all the genius levels people and all the people that were smart and had any type of intelligence never reprocreated. They never had any kids because they never got to that level because society always wanted more than what you were getting, right? They raised minimum wage to $15 an hour. So this way now, a person making $20 an hour, it's like fucking a person working at fucking Starbucks. Starbucks starts you at $22 an hour. All right? You got people that are trade workers making less than a person working at Starbucks. There's a problem with that. And that's the type of shit that happens. So the only people that end up having babies are people that are fucking stupid. So they end up having kids like fucking jackrabbits. So eventually you have a population full of fucking morons. That's where the world's leading.
We breed ignorance because it's convenient.
Like, bro, and on some G shit, our generation, right, is the last real generation.
Ours.
Yeah. Like, if you think about it, like, even the smart kids nowadays aren't as smart as the smart kids from our days. There's a big difference between having to go to a library and search for something and having to go online and just type in a couple keywords and it pops right up.
That's technology. I mean, we've already come this far. We're stuck. It's too, like, I think if we're at the point where we're talking about, like, forcing.
Einstein even said that technology would get to a point that it will start to cause people to be stupid.
I believe that. However, I don't think we should mix that with allowing the government to decide what we do. Like, no, they get to pick and choose who has kids. Why give
them? I'm not saying the government decides. I say we decide. We as a people. See, that's the problem. I don't think we should have a legit government the way we see it. I think the way the founding fathers planned it out was dead ass the best way. You have one person that's an overseer of everything that is pretty much your person that conducts business on a worldwide level. All right. A representative. And then there wasn't supposed to be any Congress or Senate or anything like that. You, as a legal resident and able to vote, were the ones that were going to go vote on any policies or laws that were passed, how taxes were allocated. There were no taxes. That's why America was founded. No taxation without representation. Boston Tea Party. That's what the Boston Tea Party was all about. Being taxed on everything by Britain. That's why we wanted to break away. And then we ended up falling right back into the same situation.
I don't think we should ever try to control the rights of others in any way. That is dangerous territory for anybody. That will be the damnation of the human race when we try to control the rights of another human being. We're watching that play out with this vaccine. I don't think there will be any difference with screwing. If anything, that'll start a war before anything.
Then we need to find a way to make our economic system go back about 50 years. That's what needs to happen, though, because there was a time period here in America in between the 50s and the 70s to where we were economically perfect. If you think about it, the average worker, you could go work as a mail carrier. You could go work at your average grocery store and you could make enough money to send your fucking kid to college. Nowadays, unless you're a lawyer or a doctor or something like that, you can't afford to send your kids to college.
Community college.
Yeah, that's free. Well, so with knowing that, you still don't support making $22 an hour at Starbucks?
I feel, no.
I feel we are never going to be given a fair wage from the upper elites. So you might as well give everyone every fighting chance they can. I get it doesn't help. It crashes the dollar. We're already
that's the problem.
Screwed. Take what you can get.
See, that's the problem. People got too greedy. The average worker wanted way too much. You have jobs that were designed for high school students, right? To learn how to enter the workforce, that you have single mothers and shit like that trying to support a family off of.
That's right? The way of the world.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I worked at fast food for a while too, bro. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a hard thing to break out of. I've seen people that have been working there their whole fucking life. Dudes that are 50, 60 years old, that's their only job. And they're just an average crew worker because it's the only thing they knew and they were too afraid to lose their job. Right? But the problem with that is you weren't designed to stay there. That job is not designed to support you. You're not supposed to make $15 an hour, $20 an hour working at a fast food restaurant.
When it's all you got, I got to disagree. If everybody look at the cost of everything, how on earth are you going to keep up?
But then what you do is you take people like me and Pat who have a skilled trade, who people, you know what I mean? It's not easy to be a welder. It's not easy to be a tile grouter. Like, you know what I mean? A tile guy. We shouldn't be on the same level as a fast food worker, as a teenager, fresh out of high school, still living with mom and dad. Like, I shouldn't make as much as my son in here in a couple of years. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's as soon as you make the floor here and you don't raise the rest, you're fucked. You're making us all lower class. That's all that did, is that made the whole country lower class.
Well, you know what? Now everybody's equal. Maybe we'll find equality now. I don't think it's fair to sit here and say, like I get your, I get what you're saying, and I respect your profession. I couldn't do it. Hell no, I couldn't do it. I said, I can't even do numbers and math. How the fuck am I going to do what you do? Okay, but at the same time, I still got to live. I still got to eat. And unfortunately, I'm not able to learn a trade like that. So luckily, there is security that pays as much as it does.
See, like, I'm gonna have to curb you on that one, because you are able, especially with youngins. You know how many programs are able out there for trade schools that let you get free school to learn, go and learn a trade, be an electrician, to be a plumber, whatever you want it to be.
It doesn't interest me. I have to be interested in it. I have to like it. You have to be able to teach it to me. If you can't teach it to me, it's not going to work. And it's not, you can't teach it to me because I don't care to learn.
I don't like. It's a hard thing to say. Like, I just don't see how a high school worker and a grown man should be making the same wage, bro. It don't make sense. There's when I started working, you know what the minimum wage was, bro? $5 an hour.
I believe it.
All right. And when Pat started working, it was even less.
It was $5.15.
Really?
When I started working, it was $8.
So, but my five, I'm be honest with you, bro. My first job was pitching hay. I worked all summer and I got paid $130 for the whole summer.
I made $289.
The
same thing you did at a fair. Swear to God.
So fair. There's something to that, bro. There's something to working for those small amounts to work up to get to where we're at.
I agree.
And as soon as you make the ground level that and not raise everything else, you make the rest of it worthless. What's the sense of me going and doing what I'm doing and risk my life every day when I can go to Starbucks and make just as much?
You choose to do it. You can go to Starbucks and make $22 an hour. You choose not to. You like being a welder. Why is that the next man's problem? It's not the younger generation's fault.
You don't need Starbucks, bro.
Before them screwed shit. You don't need Starbucks.
If you don't need Starbucks, but if you lose construction workers, you have no infrastructure and you have nobody. You have nothing.
Okay.
You have no roads.
Joseph, I get it. You're right, bro. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying, what about the next man under you who's not capable of doing that or who doesn't like that trade. Like, it's not everybody wants to work that job that you work.
But see, that's the wonderful thing about the world. You can find a million things to do. If you want to work in the food industry, go get a job as a chef. Go to school and be a chef. Chefs make good money, bro. A lot of these chefs make three figures a year.
Right. But who are you to dictate what the next man does? Why do you get say so over that? Let people be.
I'm not. But what I'm saying is, why do you want to work a job where a teenager works? That I'm just saying, McDonald's, Burger King, all of those jobs were designed to teach teenagers how to enter the workforce.
Joseph, none not of them everybody were wants to work hard with their hands. Not everybody wants
don't
to
have
do
to. You don't have to. Not there is plenty of other things out there for people to do that don't involve you working hard for your hands that you get paid a lot of money for that are considered trades.
But Joseph, at the end of the day, that is none of your business. Why do you care?
And if you want to work the job with the teenagers, then you should be paid like a teenager. That's what I'm saying.
It's not about working a job with teenagers, bro.
It is, though.
You know what, Joseph? I personally feel that you should understand this better than anybody, right? Because now I'm not sure if you being a felon has hindered you from getting work, has it?
Of course it has.
Okay, you're being discriminated against. See, in my opinion, you
and they have the right to do that.
How about this? How about this, Joe? What if somebody were to say, you're a felon, you shouldn't be able to work with these power tools, blah, 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 blah. Why should you get to do what I do when I did it right? I did this, I did that, and I never went to jail. You'd feel discriminated against. That'd be
fucked up. And I'd tell you where to stick it. But it's all right, though, because that's their opinion at the end of the day, and that's my opinion.
Right. And what people choose to do, where they choose to work, no matter who it's with, it's their choice. And the minute we sit here and try and dictate what people do, that's not okay. I can't agree with that.
McDonald's workers don't deserve that much money. You're not doing that much work.
Joe, I just look at the age. Look at the times that have changed. It's impossible for everybody. How are they going to survive? Like, I don't.
But maybe see, I'm not that's the problem. See, you're not understanding. The reason why the age is turned that way is because those people have wanted so much for over the years. You keep on adding it up. Every time minimum wage goes up, the cost of living goes up with it.
Right. So you don't win. So what they're bitching for, they're not getting.
Exactly. All they've done is make it worse for everybody. To get equality, you've made it worse for everybody. Like that's what you're saying. Fuck it. It's worse. It's better if everybody has a worse life.
I'm saying
a small percentage of people that have a worse life because they choose not to do any better. You're saying I don't want to do anything better, so I'm just going to go to McDonald's every day.
I don't think that what I'm saying is I don't think that's everybody's opinion. I don't think that's everyone's opinion. Some people are stuck working where they can get a job. You of all people should understand that. I don't think it's fair for you to sit here with that kind of opinion.
But see, I'm not the only.
That's dictatorship, Joseph.
No, it's not, because I'm not I'm not the only convicted felon that's moved on to do something with their life and find an actual job and a legitimate.
Okay, but if you couldn't though,
like, there isn't no you couldn't. There isn't no you couldn't. The people that can't are the people that don't try, bro.
I believe you, bro. I believe you, and I'm on. I don't know. I just don't think.
I'm only telling you that because I've walked those footsteps. I could have been that person. I got told no a million times before I suck up my own pride and went back to my McDonald's and then got something on my resume and had the same job for 4 years straight. And then when I went to a better job, yeah, granted, it was only Walmart for a little bit, but it's still a better fucking job than McDonald's. Get that for a few years. Right. Then, bam, got in as a welder. Because I showed consistency. I showed the fact that, hey, this person, if you hire him, he's going to stick out. He's going to stay. If you treat him right, he's going to stay. But where a lot of these people
I don't think it's fair, Jeff. I don't think it's fair to try and dictate. Joe, look, I work hard, bro. Like there was one point where I was working five jobs. I agree with you. Why?
In my opinion, a security guard is
so damn hard.
A security guard is a trade skill, though.
It is.
So you're on the same level as all of us.
No, I know.
So you should be just as pissed off as me and Pat.
No, well, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm on the same level as you. So that's what I'm saying. I understand where you're coming from. At the same time, Joseph, I think you and I have been those people. I think you and I have been those people working for the minimum wage and still struggling, wishing they do something to help us, and they don't. Go ahead, Pat.
I've never wished for another person to do anything for me, though, in those positions.
I never sat there
in McDonald's and wished that, man, they'd give me more money an hour just to do this. That's what minimum wage is.
But that's the job I accepted. But you did wish at some point in your life, I'm sure you said, man, I wish they'd pay me what I'm worth.
And then I went and found a job.
Sure, they paid you what you were worth.
And then I found a job that did. That's life, though.
That's us. That's you and I. We have those abilities. Some people aren't people persons. Some people have no skills to speak. Some people are shy.
No family, no child.
Some people don't have education. Some people are afraid to go outside. We breed ignorance
because it's convenient.
Survival of the fittest, my dude. I'm sorry. You guys can call me cynical, an asshole, whatever. Survival of the fittest. At some point, you got to be able to survive, bro. Like, if this was 1,000 years ago and you were too fucking stupid to survive on your own, you would die.
Why does it have to be being stupid, though, Joe? I don't think it's being stupid. I think we are all living in a world where the powers that be have made it impossible to survive. And so I feel we could use a little less prejudice to people for what they choose to do and be more positive and say, you know what? You choose to work at McDonald's, $22 an hour. Man, I mean, you're a college student.
My man is a Republican with Democrat values.
What? I don't have Democratic, Joe. It's not Democratic values. I don't side on the side of dictatorship. Since when did we start talking about choosing? Like, I get it. You're saying we the people choose. Bro, that's Walking Dead talk. No, I can't agree with dictatorship, and I can't sit here.
If you want to look at it as dictatorship, because they choose to work a job that makes them money
and makes them able to survive. If it works for you, do it. At least you're working. You could be sitting up collecting unemployment.
What I'm really trying to tell you is what we're going to do is we're going to cause a future to where we have nothing but morons, because we're going to get to a point very soon.
We have that already. And you know whose job it is to fix that? You and I and Pat.
And that's our job to fix.
We already have a world full of morons. Look at our politicians.
Go ahead, Pat. Hey guys, how you doing?
Because I feel like you guys are angry talking to each other all the time.
I'm not angry at all,
to be honest with you.
It's normal debating. It's just probably my trauma.
I'm not angry at all, just to let you guys know. I'm just stubborn, and I know I'm right, and he's stubborn, and he knows he's right. So it's like,
I am Joseph. I humble myself. I am stubborn. Can you admit it?
Before I called you stubborn, I said, I'm stubborn and I know I'm right. And he's stubborn. He knows he's right. And it's just friction.
We're both stubborn.
As much as you're both right, you're both wrong.
Okay, Dad. Give him the belt, Joe. Hang on. Hand him the belt, Joe. Joe gets the whooping first. Give him the whooping first this time. No, this is how it works.
Equally addressed. So here's the problem. You have a point and you have a point. This is the point, right? This is the common ground, the line. This is where you're supposed to meet in the middle, right? That's how we create resolution. What Joe's trying to say is, basically, here's the summarized version. Joe's saying that if society wants more added to their minimum wage, then they need to learn more than minimal skills. So that's what Joe's saying. Titus is saying, people can only do what is within their boundaries. People are only able to do what they physically and mentally know that they're capable of. Unfortunately, that takes a lot of low-paying jobs. So my answer to that is, for both of you, is no matter what, a job is a job. It does not matter the location. It does not matter the job description. A job is a job, and you got to do what you got to do. No matter what, because we're part of the system that's broken. We all know that the system's broken. It's broken at every single level from the bottom to the top. That's not our fault. It is our fault if we don't fix it. How do we fix a broken problem? How do we take people with bare minimum skills and make them more productive to society so that way if they want that $17, $18 an hour, they're doing $17, $18 an hour worth of work. If you want that entry-level job, I'm sorry, but that minimum wage does not need to be $15 an hour. That's a ridiculous amount of money for stupid work.
For an entry-level job?
For an entry-level job.
With gas at $5.89 in California?
But that's not because of the people. That's not because of our career choices. That's because it's the broken system. There's a broken system, guys. That's not our fault. It's not your fault, not your fault, not my fault. It's nobody's fault. It's our problem, or it's our problem to fix it. How do we fix it? Nobody knows. But talking about it and discussing it is a great way to get started with it. Now
it is. It is. So I would like to add, okay, Joe.
And racist.
So that's what you say, but fixing it is by, how do you fix it, Joe, in your opinion? Because
I was being a smart ass and I said eliminate the stupid people.
Oh, no, but I really, because Pat, you're right. You're right. So Pat, I'd like to point out, DJ, what you said.
I don't have a way to fix it at the moment.
Said I was right.
I was just giving you my opinion on the way.
No,
I know. I'm being a smart ass. But Joe, I really like to. So yeah, Pat, you're right. Like the question is, how do we fix it?
We go back to doing what the Indians did. Everybody trades their skills. Everybody builds each other up. If we all trade for what each other has and we worry about, we need to start worrying about the people and not everything else, what we can get.
We will get there as soon as the world ends. Unfortunately.
Joe, you know what? You know what? I'm not going to start this debate because I was going to give you a compliment right now and I'm going to stick to it. To piggyback off, listen, Pat.
I think she's 100% right.
You know what, Pat? If you'd say more, bro, if you'd have more to say, I'd have compliments to give you, bro. Stop hating. Listen, Joe. You said it best earlier, right? Like when we were texting. You have a skill that I need. Like she said, trade skills. You have a skill I need, right? And earlier you mentioned that I have you didn't say I have a skill you need. You said I have a skill. I have a skill. What'd you say? Because I'm not trying to.
No, what I said is because we were talking about things for the show, and I said, like I know everything I need to do. It's just you have the one thing that I lack, and that's the ability to self-promote and to be able to promote something. Like, you know how to get your name out there and all that shit. That's something me and Pat, we have no idea about. We don't really know social media like that. We're not really good with it, but we have ideas out the fucking ass. And as I've come to show, I'll figure some shit out. If I don't know it right now, give me a little bit. I'll figure it out. It may not look as good as some professional that's been doing it for 20 years, but dude, I barely know how to work a computer. All right. Like, I type with two fingers like this, like.
Right.
The only reason why we ain't streaming on Twitch is because I couldn't figure it out. But I'll figure it out.
So that's the thing. So I guess we're sitting here trying to figure out how we fix it. And we've been answering the question all along because we've been trading our skills. Right? Aside from being friends. Like,
but unfortunately.
Found a common friendship. Like, legit. Because Pat, listen, Pat, I go at it with you. Not Pat. Joe. No. I go at it with you like I go at it with Aaron. That was my best friend for 15 years. We go at it the same, bro. Like, and it's crazy, and it's like I love it because like I kind of miss it, you know. But like
I can respect that.
Like it's cool. Like it's tight. But that's why like the fact that you're willing to sit here and even entertain an argument, right? And that I consider on an educated level it means a lot to me. So I think it's cool.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I kind of felt there at a moment like you thought I was personally attacking you. I never thought either. I never thought either any of the three of us would not be would be eliminated from having children. Like, I don't think we're that level of stupid. Like, I was little, but there are certain level of, like, you know, trailer rednecks, and, you know,
me.
No, you have. Listen, I'm from Robinson County, North Carolina, and it's a little weird. It's a little different. It's if you could make the middle of nowhere country, like, used to be farm shit 100 years ago, but it's now like Compton moved into the country. That's what it is. Like, on some legitimate shit, bro. Like, Robinson County, North Carolina, out of the counties in United States, is one of the top 10 worst counties in United States. And we are one of the smallest. They say if we were as big as Chicago, then we would make Chicago and New York City look like it was nothing. Little county right outside, you know, Fayetteville, North Carolina. But that's not really anything to do with it, right? So I forgot where I was going. I'm high.
I was gonna say, does Pat smoke? But that just
isn't that much. Oh, yeah. She's never watched the podcast either, huh?
I just listen from here.
Neither. No, you missed that. See, Pat throwing shade. You think he's funny? I watched the podcast, bro.
He just never subscribed to the channel.
Okay, you know what?
You know what happened? He hit the subscribe button and asked him to sign in, and he was like, nah. I said you hit the subscribe button, and then I asked you to sign in. You were like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to go through all that right now.
No,
that does happen a lot. Yeah. It really does. It happens a lot.
We've had at least 30 people tell us that.
But like, when I go to hit the button to like, it says I gotta sign in, and I'm like, fuck, I don't remember my password. Fuck that shit. So they back out, and that's it. That's the end of it.
I can't find it.
It's safety.
You gotta hit the filter button and go to channels, because if you were to scroll down the videos, it's like 30 videos down.
I have asked Joseph multiple times, because I think I went and I followed Talking Smack. God dang it. What's the name of the other one?
You followed Smoking Hot Takes.
Hot Takes, yeah.
You followed that one today.
And I follow today. I've been following Safety Meat. And if I'm not following it right now, that is not because of me. But I will pause. Joe, if you will send me the link right now, I will go follow it. Because I'll be watching myself. I do. I'm all about film. Right? Film is how you learn. Right? I'm dead ass. Huh?
It's weird, right?
Yeah, a little bit, bro. Because the only thing I've ever watched myself in is football film.
Bro. You know how many episodes of us that I've watched, and I've went, oh my god. One, the progression, holy crap. Two,
the progression,
the precision, and three, and oh three,
those amazing edits.
We actually do know what the fuck we're talking about.
Nothing about the video editing. Fuck you, Patrick. You know how hard that was for me to learn.
Hey, Pat looks like.
Hey, man, you're the one that tells me you got to earn your attaboys, right? So if I just throw you an attaboy every time you do a trick, eventually you're gonna grow accustomed to it. You got to earn that shit.
I think I've earned it a couple times now, and you got to give me an attaboy.
I always give you an attaboy, guys. He's lying to you. I'm the most supportive team player you'll ever have.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out if we have figured out that we should start going live on YouTube, what you did.
Got to have enough subscribers.
Do you?
We need, yeah. You got to have a certain amount of subscribers to even have an option to go live. YouTube is difficult to navigate, bro. It really is.
It is. I'm learning YouTube, but... We can figure it. Oh, okay. Look. Okay.
And Joe's the brains, man.
Joe, you said you have so many ideas, and you said it like I say it. I have so many ideas, so many skits. Legit. Joe, what we need to do is we all need to meet up in a middle area. We need to get like two or three guys together each, meet up in like whatever is in the middle for all of us.
This is sounding a little sus.
Right. But I'm telling you, bro, we already network this way. If we start networking this way and start writing down skits, shit we're going to do, go and get the props, right? Like I add a prop every check I get, right? We get the props together and we put these quick skits together. Like I know how to do all the editing and stuff. It takes seconds. Put quick skits together and start posting that. That's what people are waiting to see from us. That's what people are waiting to see from me. Man, the inboxes are crazy. You know what I mean? So like, and Joe, you're just perfect for it, bro. I can imagine your ideas. And Pat, you'll be the dad.
I got some pretty perfect. Weird ones.
Put on some glasses. Put on some glasses, Pat.
Put on some glasses. So, I'm gonna throw a weird move. I'm gonna throw a weird one out there, right? So let's say we all got together and found enough people, and we went to Party City, and we rented out all the dog costumes that they had, and we did a shot for shot remake of All Dogs Go to Heaven.
No. What's Party City? Where is that?
It's just a costume store.
Oh. Okay, let's do it. It could go viral.
Have you ever seen All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yeah, parts of it. Like I was sneaking trying to watch it, and my dad caught me and like knocked my lights out. So like it.
What about Brave Little Toaster?
Huh?
Oh, I love that one.
Joe,
I'm just naming '90s Disney movies.
Joe, listen. I will not ever.
He had no child.
Act out. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Never.
I don't know, man. I think if you take a quarter of mushrooms.
You had your moment.
I think if you take a quarter of mushrooms, you might be down.
No. Mm-mm. So, no. Okay. If you and me, we do a duet and we sing Let It Go. To the best of our abilities.
Nope.
That is the only way I will ever act out All Dogs Go to Heaven in a dog costume for people that might watch.
Hey, I said it was weird. I was just throwing it out there. You guys said no.
Are you a baritone, an alto, a tenor? What are you? Soprano? What do you got?
Nothing. I can't sing.
What about you, T? Can you sing?
Yes.
No, he
can't. You know the words to Let It Go?
Huh?
Let It Go. Have you ever seen Frozen?
Yeah. My daughter loves that movie.
Do you know the words to Let It Go?
Yes.
So let's fucking sing it. Are you an alto? No, not right now. We gotta get together for that.
Oh no, 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 no. I think you guys should both, give it a try right now.
No, Joe, because
I want to hear this.
All I gotta know is any of y'all got a Patrick sticker on the side of your helmet? I don't think so.
No, because my name's not Patrick.
This is Patrick.
And then he laughed.
And that's why we don't let Pat talk.
So you know what I thought of? I'm talking to you guys and I'm looking at it, right? So I've always kind of thought that this symbol that they have here kind of looks a little Masonic. Almost.
A little bit.
Where do you work? Who do you work for?
Well, I work for a tile company, but it's part. I actually work for the union. Like it's this local state union. It's a local bricklayers and allied crafts workers. but the logo kind of looks a little Masonic, and I've always kind of wondered that. If maybe I'm bringing bad juju into my world by having it around, but yet I don't really believe in symbolism, but yet 2020 and 2021 has really shown me that there's a whole lot of symbolism out there in the world that we never paid attention to. So it kind of makes my belief on symbolism go out the door. So again, do I have a fucking evil badge on my forehead? Think I should take it off?
How do you feel about lizard people as a whole?
No. What?
That was a great episode, and he missed out on it, man. How do you feel about lizard people?
Lizard people.
Draconians?
Oh, they're real. That yeah. show Inside Job tells you about it. Lizard people exist. Shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Bro, have you seen Black Mirror on Netflix? Bro, you got to watch that shit tonight. That shit, that series is going to blow your fucking mind.
What is it?
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Okay, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to watch it.
Bro, that shit's got like 3-4 seasons. But the shit that goes on in that shit, man, you got to go back to the first season. It's not something that you have to watch it in like chronological order. Each episode is different. Each episode is like a different way of like how technology changes the world for the better or the worse type shit. Like there's one episode where everyone kind of like what China does with the whole social credit score. Right. Except for social media and all that shit being on a cell phone, everything on your cell phone's already implanted in your brain and you see it in your eye as you walk. So if someone pisses you off, you instantly give them a credit score. And if your credit score gets too low, you can't buy nothing. You can't sell nothing. People can block you. So that way they can't hear you, see you, nothing. You come
up. Demolition
Man. Yeah. Essentially. There's a bunch of episodes on there, bro. Like there's one where a person's able to download everyone's consciousness into a computer.
What you said?
Yep.
Brainiac. Huh.
Then there's one where, Then there's one where there's this one woman. She ends up being a convicted prisoner, but she doesn't know it. Right. She just wakes up in a house all by herself and there's a bunch of people following her on her cell phone. And then next thing you know, people are trying to kill her and all this shit. Yep.
Trying to kill her.
Yep.
What's that called?
That one. Oh, shit. I think that one was called like White Bear or some shit like that.
White Netflix.
Yeah. No. That was Black Mirror. That was just an episode of Black Mirror. All of these are different episodes of Black Mirror.
Do you want to look at Black Mirror? I'll look it up. I want to watch that.
Yeah, man. But really, at the end of it, she ends up being a convicted felon, and all of it was a role play that she goes through every day, right? She goes through it at the end every day when she finally thinks she's going to die. She ends up getting caught, and then they reveal to her that it was just a big show, and you actually kidnapped this little girl, and you ended up killing her, leaving her at the side of the road, da-da-da-da, the dude that did it with you, you know, he was convicted and executed, this, that, and the third, and you're convicted, this is her prison sentence. She lives that every day. So then they bring her back to the house, tie her back down, and pretty much MK Ultra her, wipe her memory so she doesn't remember anything. Wakes up the next day in a fog and lives a day over and over again every day.
Wow. That's like that movie.
Yeah, it's a big ass amusement park. That show is crazy.
Greg gonna pull the bills out real quick.
Crazy. What do you think is a better, the other helmet or this one?
The other helmet.
This one is a little seasoned.
You're not getting me started. Josh Allen is the boy. That's my boy. Shout out to Josh Allen.
This one's pretty well
mature.
Shout out to Taylor Heineke. Fuck Tom Brady. Gulp my ass. You just lose Taylor Heineke.
Bitch. Heineken.
Four.
No.
I don't know.
Shocker.
Yeah, so, right. It's the first thing I thought. Right, two for the pink, one for the stink.
Wow. Okay, look, y'all.
Yeah, we're immature, dude. Get over it.
Dropping the podcast. Yo, we're here, serenity in it. Like, this is rock, paper, scissors. This is how you win always.
No. See, you do this and you go lava. Lava destroys everything. What you talking about?
Lava.
Yeah. Lava. You sit there, boom, lava, rock, paper, scissors, lava destroys lava. Everything.
Okay, stolen.
That's dumb, Joe.
I've been doing that since I was 7 years old, man. Well, and it worked. The kid was like, that's stupid.
I know. I'm sorry nobody's ever corrected you, but I'll tell you. There's no such thing as lava and rock, paper, scissors. It's not called rock, paper, scissors, lava.
Oh, no, there is.
It's not called rock, paper, scissors, fucking shocker, okay? Whatever he's saying, okay? Guys, you can't just make shit up. That's the problem, right? Everybody thinks they could just make everything up.
No,
you wonder why we're where we're at.
You know, it's one of those hidden rules, bro. You can't use it every time, right? You're only allowed to use it like once every 10 throws.
Shit. If I can use it, and whenever I want, I'm throwing shocker every time now.
No, you can't use it whenever you want. You know what I mean? Like it. All right. So me and Bina, we normally play rock, paper, scissors at least 4 or 5 times a week. So if I've done it once today, I have 10 more times that I can play rock, paper, scissors before I can do lava again. But once I do lava, then you can't play with me for the rest of the day.
That's cheating, Joe.
It's not cheating.
You're being a bully. You're saying I can make up my own rules.
She also has the ability to use lava, but her ability is whenever she wants because she's a kid. And at the end of the day, the game is really called I win. Meaning the kid wins.
All right. Well, fine. I'll tell you my rule then. Okay. When I was growing up, I made up my own rule too. Bam! Firecracker.
How is a firecracker going to explode a rock?
Wow.
It will.
Fired, Pat.
Yo, Pat, you ever seen Static Shock?
Yeah. Superhero Static Shock. Doom, doom, doom.
That's who you look like.
Static Shock.
That's who you look like. You look like the real life version of Static Shock. You should make a TikTok like that. And only the 90s kids would get it, but
Static Shock. That's a good idea. I need to get laser hair. Oh, that'll shock everybody. Huh? Static Shock. Where can I find that costume?
I don't know. You might have to make that one. You might have to make it unique.
That's funny,
so it's official. This is the first time I've worn the helmet for the episode ever. And I'm not going to lie, it feels pretty comfortable. So I think I might roll with it.
And hey, that's how Pat wants to shoot every episode.
I agree, because I have to agree. I felt something was missing until we put the hat on. Not going to lie. The hat is your prop. That's you.
Now I turn into the character that I am when I'm at work.
Legit. I can't believe I haven't seen the hat in a long time. Now it feels normal. Static Shock, Joe. Hey, so when we meet up, we need to do Static Shock somehow. You guys will be the robbers and convicts, and I'll Static Shock you.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You've never seen Static Shock?
No. You've never seen Static Shock, bro.
All that's going through my head is Static X, and that's a rock band. So
look up Static Shock. Joe, that is such a brilliant idea, bro. Legit.
That was a cartoon used to come on after school on WB. But you're like 5 years older than me, so it makes you like 10 years older than this guy. So I don't think you're old enough to watch it.
Right. But it was a dude with a beard and a Carhartt and a safety helmet?
No, I'm saying that Titus looks like Static Shock.
Oh.
I'll find a clip and I'll send it to you later.
Send it to the group. I'm going to imitate the cartoon. Swear.
There's got to be something on YouTube. Got to be.
Oh, that's funny. Static Shock. I never thought of that one. I'm gonna do that. Okay, you know what? You Huey for sure.
Who the hell is Huey?
You ain't ever seen the Boondocks?
Oh, I didn't really like that one. I was a little bit, yeah. I don't know, man. If I was that little kid and I had ever talked to any of my guardians like that, I don't think I would have lived to see the next day. So I didn't really like watching that show. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Anyways, we didn't mind watching it.
I never watched a lot of it, but I've definitely watched a few episodes of Boondocks.
Fuck that.
Homies over hoes, do the homie.
And I know that that one guy, damn it. You know, Craig's dad. Why can't I think of his name?
Now the PJs was the shit though.
PJs. The projects number PJs.
His dad.
Yes. I can't remember his name though.
He was the voice of one of the characters in the Boondocks.
Yep.
Yeah, from Friday.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage the Cowardly Dog was good. Adventures of Billy and Mandy, which you said, Phil of the Future, Even Stevens, That's So Raven, Lizzie McGuire, which you said.
Yeah, that wasn't my time.
Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
That's the movie. Shia LaBeouf, bro.
What you know about Thundercats?
Johnny and Thundercats.
The big comfy couch.
The big comfy couch.
What you know about Voltron?
Huh?
What you know about Voltron?
Codename Kids Next Door.
What about Gargoyles?
Oh,
no, Voltron.
That one's old. Isn't that like 80s though?
Saboomafoo.
What, the Gargoyles?
Yeah.
Early 90s, late 80s, yeah.
Reading Rainbow.
Yes. Oh, I love that song. As I was growing up, that was my favorite song. Now.
Magic School
that intro. Butterflies in the sky. You know the song. That's right.
Take a look. Dragon tails, some more time, dragon tails. Come along and shake my head.
Bro, I got one for you.
Gummy bears.
This is a random conversation piece. When you were growing up, who was your favorite TV family?
The Brown family.
Yeah,
the Bill Cosby's, the Huxtables.
No, I liked Family Matters.
Okay, hell yeah, dude. Waiting for it. I was like, is either one of them going to say it?
Seventh Heaven.
Family Matters was my all-time favorite show growing up.
No, not Seventh Heaven, because my father tried to make our house like that, bro. Christian household is fucked up, bro.
Places. Sorry. Everywhere. Yeah. Seventh Heaven. Tracy watched that one.
Little Annie. That's how I.
Ed and Eddie.
Yeah.
Ed and Eddie.
Yes.
Okay. Chase the Eddie.
Johnny Bravo.
So, honest question.
I don't know, Double T.
Is Ed
that was too good.
Is Ed really just this? He is the most strongest cartoon character of all time, and that is including anime. If you were to put him up against any anime character, Ed would win. As an infant,
I don't know, Ed.
The man, Ed, listen, as a preteen, the boy lift that fucking house with one hand. Could you imagine Ed as a grown ass man? With that retard strength? He ate a whole car.
Hey, do we have to drop the R word? Why can't we just say
if you're going by special. Technical terms, that's exactly what it is by medical.
Exactly. Because the mechanism in your brain is called a fear sensor cuts out and it makes
charmed.
Because, you know, charmed. A person only uses one third of their strength. Right?
Gilmore Girls.
But there's a mechanism in your brain that stops you. Right, because your body says if you go any harder, you're going to hurt yourself. And people that suffer brain injuries or retardation or psychosis, they start to lose that sensor, especially with psychosis, because you're not scared, you're not fearful of things. That's why they have what is called retard strength. Because they just don't care about getting hurt. Fun fact.
That's true. Joe, you ever seen the Parkers?
Is that the one with the two black girls? The one, kind of big?
Yeah. I knew it.
They used to come on BET back in the day.
Yeah, BET, the Hughleys.
What about the Steve Harvey show?
That was a good one. There you go. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
This is Family Feud.
Any of y'all watching Living Color or Mad TV?
No. We're not talking about Mad TV. Steve Harvey, bro. We're talking about the Steve Harvey show where he was the high school music teacher?
Yeah, he's a music teacher. That shit was great. It's a good show.
Fuck you, yeah. My love, watching my TV. Man.
Oh, shit.
You know a show I always wanted to go on as a kid? Guts.
Parental Control.
Dude, I always wanted to go on that one.
That and the Hidden Temple.
The Hidden Legends of the Hidden Temple. Yeah, man.
You could do that now as an adult. They brung it back as an adult. It's not the same, but.
That would have been awesome.
I want to go on Fear Factor.
I do not. I do not want to eat random ass gross shit.
Yeah, I do. The people that go on that show, man, they only tell you. They did not treat their contestants very good.
I'll tell you what, if we can go as a team, right? You eat the gross shit and I'll do the crazy shit.
Let's do it. We can do it. Let's enter. Come on, stop playing.
I can't eat gross shit, man.
I'm pretty sure they had to shut that show down.
I'll eat. Who gives a fuck? Let's do it.
What about Fear? You remember Fear? You just come on MTV back in the day?
I remember Fear. That was long ago.
Hit my ride.
We didn't even say nothing about Sister.
Yes, where's the sister?
Smart guy.
Sister. What about Step by Step or what
about some smart guy?
Boy Meets World.
No, you guys watch Smart Guy.
Doesn't exist.
Mr. Feeny.
Good old Mr. Feeny. Everybody loved Topanga, man. Everybody loved Topanga.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Stop playing.
Who?
That's not old though.
No, but it was the shit.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. What is that?
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Hannah Montana.
Oh, I know what Hannah Montana is, but I don't know what the other one is.
Life of Zach and Cody, the two twin white boys.
Yeah. Little blonde head.
I don't know. I think that's after my time.
The boys, the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, those boys were the same kid who played in Big Daddy. As
Dylan and Cole's spouse.
Yeah. It's those kids.
They played in Big Daddy?
Yeah.
They were the little boy in Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. I know him as that, but I don't know him as anything else.
You know the... Well, I can wipe my own ass.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Everybody Hates Chris.
That was a great show.
Fuck yeah.
Married with Children. Yeah, that was a good one.
The George Lopez?
No. Yeah. No.
You didn't like George Lopez?
You didn't like the George Lopez show, bro?
I watched it that night when you heard it on the TV.
I'd rather watch Family Feud.
Man,
I do love Family Feud.
You know how many times I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning to that shit, and I was like, "Fuck it, it's on TV. I might as well watch it." Yeah, George Lopez Will and Grace. Was always there for you.
Yo, Will and Grace.
I swear,
hated that fucking show.
If I were to go on Wheel of Fortune, I would fucking win a lot of money, dude.
And Elder Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, when it's all you had on TV. Will and Grace, Star Trek, Becker.
Hated that Becker. Show. I would watch. Becker. I would sit there and watch public TV instead of watching Will and Grace. I'm not lying to you.
Becker is a great show, man.
I would sit there. That I would sit there and watch public genius. Auctions before I watched that shit.
Will and Grace was tight. Becker was tight.
Dharma and Greg.
Dharma and Greg. There's another one. Come on, King of Queens.
King of Queens, hell yeah. Raymond. Everybody loved Raymond.
Raymond. Wow, that was a good show. Wow. That was
a great show.
It was. Show. I wanted.
I kind of thought of. I kind of thought of if I had to put my family in a type of setting, like that's kind of like Raymond's family is kind of like my family.
That's so 70s show.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
That's so 70s show. Serenity said.
I don't listen unless they bring back The Office. I don't care. The Office is, by in my opinion, is the best sitcom of all time.
The Office. I love The Office.
I'm mad that Netflix took it off, bro. I hate not being able to go watch The Office whenever I want. Fuck that shit.
The Office.
Yo, I've been working on a weird conspiracy lately, right? Because everyone's trying to figure out, you know, I've always been trying to figure out who the Scranton Strangler was, right? And they always trying to say it was Toby. What if it was fucking Jim? Right? And the only reason why the murders really stopped after the dude went to jail is because Jim finally got the woman he was after in Pam. Right? Because Jim was very little possessive if you watch him in those earlier seasons. Before he got Pam, like he wanted her so bad that he eventually just ran away to try to save himself. And then when he came back is when, you know what I mean? I don't know. What if it was really Jim? Because Jim seen Toby as a threat. Because if Jim would have never came back and gave Pam a chance, Pam would have eventually ended up fucking with Toby. She already admitted multiple times that she found him attractive. Pat has no idea what we're talking about because he's never watched the show.
I have never watched one episode of The Office in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what you're missing out on, man.
Listen, The Office is dry humor. If you don't get it, it's just your fault. It's so funny. He's something else.
Hell yeah.
Stupid people.
Do you like Archer?
No.
Not really.
I've seen a couple episodes of that. It's not bad.
I can't watch Archer.
Bro, if you don't think Dwight is by far the funniest human being alive, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Bob's Burgers is legit.
I'm telling you, Pat, watch one episode of The Office and just pay attention to Dwight. That man is by far the weirdest person ever.
Dwight on the level of what you said.
I would love to work with a person like Dwight because I would just fuck with him all the time.
See, I'm not going to lie, T. I had this long period of my life, and up until recently, I don't watch TV. I just stopped. I needed to stop, and I don't. And so, like, there's so much that I missed, but yet part of me says I didn't really miss it. But yet, later on in life, I'll find something, and I'll be like, dude, I was just watching this show of whatever.
Going through that right now.
Yeah, that was like fucking 10 years ago, bro. I'm like, it's new to me. Shit.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out. We're going to meet up and do Our Dogs Go to Heaven? Is what we decided?
No.
No, Pat said he would never do that. He said he wouldn't do that, but he would do Lady and the Tramp. But I'm not going to play Lady nor the Tramp, so. Nope. I don't know how he plans on doing that one.
Got it. So we're going to do Static Shock then.
What about Peter Pan?
Dude, Let It Go in the Park.
Story.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Let It Go. Let It Go.
So I got to ask you guys, right? I've sent you guys a couple videos on the message thread with this guy, Scotty Rogers. He's a really weird looking white guy talking about his wolf pack in Alabama. This guy really thinks he has a wolf pack and he is the leader of it. I don't know what this wolf pack is, but I want it. And the dude's got like almost 40,000 followers, man. He's just weird as shit, dude.
You know what they said, right? Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
And he thinks he's a Power Ranger. He legitimately thinks he's a Power Ranger. He's made multiple videos talking about Morphin' Time.
That's crazy.
I think I've actually sent you a couple of those ones. So you need to click on the shit that I send, bro. It'd be gold, man. I'd be finding some funny shit.
Yeah,
you just have to be willing. Listen, you just have to be willing to pick on people. If you're willing to pick on people, the fucking shit's hilarious.
Yo, Jason David Frank. I'm friends with him on TikTok.
Who? Okay, you know what, Joe? From now on, bro. Well, okay, I do my best, bro. Look, sometimes I just get so swamped and can't. So I'll be like, okay, I got, like, whatever you're talking about, I watched a little bit of it, and I was like, dang it, I got to eat. I forgot to eat. And then I didn't watch no more of it, and I forgot. He said something right now. And I'm all interested, like, what? Is that, like,
yeah, oh, bro, this dude be talking about, like, oh, he be coming up, Wolfpack of Ohio. I got a friend who needs help. And yeah, get at me. And he'd be like, dude, what the?
And then he pans his phone out like this. And he points it out into the darkness. And all you hear is, oh.
No, he's got one video where he howled. But
no, he doesn't do that?
No, he doesn't. He just goes, Wolfpack. He's just weird, bro. He looks Joe, like, he looks like your typical Alabama tweaker. Huh?
No, I'll ask you later. I was gonna ask you something.
How do you feel about
it? I mean, we're kind of in an open forum. You can kind of ask me anything, unless it's my social security number, which I'm not gonna give you that one at any time.
That's kind of 309. Oh, I need, what is it, Pat?
8675309.
No, I was trying to remember what I was gonna ask you, so I'm gonna ask you later because I don't remember.
There you go.
How do you feel?
You know what that sounds like? I think we've reached a moment that where everyone's safe.
What you say?
I'm never safe. I'm always safe.
I'm ready to eat.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a box of beans.
I got to get up out of here, too. I got to go to work in the morning.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go do whatever that is you said about the dude. In the
But all right, guys. It was fun.
Pretty good.
Love you all. Peace out.
Be good. Be good to each other.